When you see a Dodge Charger police car cruising by, besides tapping your brakes and checking your speed, have you ever wondered what do they have under the hood? Well, we're going to answer that question and more on our special Salute to Hometown Heroes edition of the 0 to 60 podcast.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
We're at Chris Leith Dodge in Wake Forest with two almost identical Dodge Chargers. One is a Go Mango Orange RT Road and Track. Paul Hayes is our Dodge brand consultant. Car number two is a black and gold striped Charger Pursuit, driven by Captain Darren Abaki of the Wake Forest Police Department. Darren, we're going to start with you with the Dodge Charger Pursuit. Yours is a 2015 model. Did you work on the design for the layout of the car?
I did. It was a joint effort. It was several of the command staff members and then a company called Menzies Graphics in Durham assisted with finishing the graphics up.
It's an awesome looking vehicle. And Paul, the version of the Charger that you got for us.
Charger RT, Road and Track.
I've often wondered, what is the difference besides what is obvious between a police vehicle and the factory car? So, Darren, in the case of the Charger Pursuit, the engine, what do you have under the hood?
It's a 5.7-liter Hemi, 370 horsepower, very strong motor. It actually is the exact same motor that's in the civilian version.
Paul, with the Charger that you can buy from Chris Leith Dodge, you can also option this thing up, so the 370 could turn into a 707 if you drive out of here in a Hellcat, right?
Absolutely. We have some enthusiasts here. The Hellcat, as mentioned, 707 horsepower, 650 foot-pounds of torque. Very impressive.
Darren, with the Charger Pursuit, you guys have some features built in to the car that you drive. What do you have that would be a little different from the civilian version?
They come standard on the Pursuit package with bigger rotors, larger brake calipers. The entire brake system is pretty much an upgrade. It's basically performance braking. They actually come standard with heavy-duty rotors as well, because we do put the brakes through pretty much a torture test every time we're driving it in a high-speed situation. So the brakes are substantially increased over a civilian's version. The suspension systems, front and rear, upgraded shocks, upgraded sway bars. The control arms in the front on the front suspension are different. Just a lot of heavier-duty upgrades, more robust for the type of driving that we have to do. And the transmission as well. It's basically the exact same transmission that's available in the Citizens version. It's just beefed up. It's got some features in it where it's allowed to do things that a Citizens transmission won't do. For example, if you pull it from drive to reverse or reverse to drive, there's a lag period in a Citizens transmission that it stops it from causing damage to the transmission. The police package one actually allows that instantaneous shift. So a little more heavier duty so we don't break them.
So you can pull a Starskin Hutch move.
Exactly.
Zebra 3 to Central. Watch it.
Go ahead, Zebra 3.
Yeah, we're going east on Riverside in pursuit of a red Torino with a white stripe.
More Charger versus Charger with our special Hometown Heroes edition of 0 to 60 on the next podcast. Get more info about the 2017 line of Dodge at ChrisLeithDodge.com and on Facebook at Chris Leith Automotive. Follow the Wake Forest PD at Wake Forest Police Department and WakeForestNC.gov.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at LeithCars.